This is Jay Sekulow, a big day for the issue of judges and presidential campaigns.
You cannot adopt a theory that the Constitution is evolving and the Supreme Court will tell you what it means from age to age.
For decades now, some federal judges have taken it upon themselves to pronounce and rule on matters that were never, never intended to be heard in courts or decided by judges.
You cannot do that without causing the Supreme Court to become a very political institution.
With a presumption that would have amazed the framers of our Constitution and legal reasoning that would have mystified them.
Judges have become political entities much more than they ever were.
Federal judges today issue rulings and opinions on policy questions that should be decided democratically.
We learned in high school.
Assured of lifetime tenures, these judges show little regard for the authority of the President, the Congress, in the states.
There was the two branches of government, the House and the Senate.
They display even less interest in the will of the people.
Pass the law, president sign it, it's the law. He vetoes it, it is not the law.
There are still men and women who understand very well the proper role of our judiciary.
A very, I think, bizarre view of executive authority and executive power.
And I intend to find them and promote them. I am elected President of the United States.
Hey, that's from today's speech from John McCain on the issue of federal judges, specifically referencing the Supreme Court. Also today, you heard in that piece, by the way, statements from Justice Scalia about what the appropriate role of judges are supposed to be under our Constitution. You heard what Senator Kennedy had to say about it. And while Senator McCain was giving that speech in North Carolina, there is a big primary in North Carolina as well. The issue of judges is going to be front and center in the general election campaign. There's no doubt about that. But, Jordan, how are things looking right now, both in North Carolina and Indiana, for the Democratic nomination? A big, big issue going on there. This could be a defining moment.
It does. It looks like right now it looks like Indiana very close, but probably Hillary Clinton will carry out in Indiana. In North Carolina, close. Looks like Barack Obama will carry North Carolina. If he does carry North Carolina, there was a lot of talk this past week about Guam as well. They end up splitting that basically right down the middle. If Barack Obama carries North Carolina with a big margin, Hillary Clinton will likely have to drop out of this race. Now, if she pulls a surprise there, comes within 1 or 2 points, or maybe a victory, but it looks at this point that she really does need a victory tonight. Even a 2 or 3 point loss, she's basically been knocked out of the race, and the Democrats should have their nominee.
Yeah, the math just does not work for her, it looks like. So we're going to keep everybody posted. There's a lot obviously being discussed today. What do you think the importance on the issue of judges as it relates to the presidential campaign? How important do you think it is with regard to the president's responsibility of judges? What kind of judges do you think Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton would appoint? What kind of judges do you think a Senator McCain would appoint? 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're also going to give you an update on Gina's case. Look, folks, this is getting very close to what I think is going to possibly be litigation with the university there in New York. Now, I gave you a live report yesterday from New York City. We're working on this case right now. The latest is we've got a brand new, and I mean literally brand new, demand letter going back out to them again. It's very direct. The school district, they are the university, did not answer the questions we put forward in our previous demand letter. We were very specific about what we asked for, and the school, the university here, basically skirted the issue. We're giving them one more chance, and then it's federal court litigation. And this is a very strong letter, very strongly worded. Remember, Gina was told if you have a belief in God, you cannot participate in the dialectic exercise unless you're at least acknowledging the possibility that God does not exist as part of the class, which tells you, folks, that when we have to go to court on this case, which is quite possible, judges matter. How important do you think it is in Gina's case? How important do you think it is to stand with Gina? How important do you think it is to have the right federal judges in place?
It is so important, folks. I mean, the most troubling part of this entire assignment to me, and I think to you as well, was when the professor stated online that he would increase any student's grade, any grade you wanted on a previous assignment, to a perfect 100 score, a perfect 100 score, if he or she made this statement. Keep in mind this when we go into the break. This statement you had to make, and you got 100. I am, put your name, I am not free because I am determined.
Yeah, which basically eliminates the whole doctrine of free will. Folks, here we go. We're taking a break. We'll be taking your calls when we come back. Here's what we want to do. Help Gina. We want to stand with her in this fight for freedom. That's why judges matter. 877-989-2255. This is a petition of protest. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can reach us online at aclj.org.
It's the Logan Show!
Hi, this is Logan Seculo, host of the Logan Show. Each week on the Logan Show, we bring you hilarious comedy.
Basically, I've invented extreme shuffleboard. It's a lot like normal shuffleboard, but here's the difference. Flaming discs.
Live performances and exclusive interviews with the biggest names in Christian music.
Tonight's special guest, Stellar Car. Sanctus Real. Toby Mack.
Cause we're booming out the stereo system. This goes out to anyone listening.
Find out more information on upcoming shows, visit our website at loganshow.com. That's www.loganshow.com. The Logan Show is fun for the entire family and is on cable and satellite TV from coast to coast. In fact, we're on DirecTV every day on channel 378, the NRB Network. We're also available on Inspiration Network, iLife, FamilyNet, Daystar, GodTV, and many more. So check us out and see what you've been missing. That's The Logan Show at loganshow.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
You hear all the time people saying that because you're Christian, you're being trampled on in a sense. And then when you go through it, it's a horrible feeling.
By the way, I think we're going to have, that's Gina, and we're going to have, I think, on Wednesday or Thursday's program, we're going to have Gina with us to give us an update. Look, folks, I mean, her case is very, very significant. We've gone to the second round of letters here, basically. So what you need to understand is that we are going to make sure the school has, we want the questions we've asked the school answered. Is it a prerequisite in this class that students acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist? Is it a requirement of the class, which we have in writing, by the way, so it's not like we're having to really get to this, but we want the university to acknowledge this, that to get the 13 points credit for the final exam, all you basically had to say was, you have no free will, and sign that paper and you don't take the exam, which to anybody that's thinking about the academic reality of this, it's just absurd. But this is what we're fighting for. Now, here's what we, again, want you to do. We're talking about a couple of issues today. The importance of judicial appointments by presidents, because you had John McCain make his speech. How important is it to you on who the president appoints to the courts? 1-800-684-3110 is the number if you want to talk to us on air. And for Gina's case, who's sitting on the bench, if we go to court and it looks like it's headed that way, it's very, very important. And for those of you that have not yet, by the way, about 75,000 people have signed on with the petition of protest to support Gina. We're going to be sending all this information again to the university. Here's what I want you to do. You go to your phones if you haven't signed the petition of protest and call this number. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Of course, always updated information at aclj.org.
Let's go right to the phones. Tim is calling from Georgia on line 3. Tim, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Tim.
God bless you.
Thanks.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I was just curious, is on the Gina situation,
yes.
Do they not have any deans at that school or someone that the professor has to answer to in the college? I mean, normally they got someone above them.
Well, they do, and the way we've done it, we dealt directly with the lawyers representing the university, and they said they did this independent check, and they checked with other professors, and it's okay to require students, basically, to mandate that they do not have to acknowledge, or that they have to acknowledge the existence, the possibility that God does not exist. So that's part of what this university is using as their defense, Tim. I mean, that's the irony of all of this, is that's what the university here is using as part of their defense to this case. And that's what's really causing the additional problems in all of this.
And the other problem here is the junk in the classroom. I mean, this is a junky course. This is a professor who says, I'll give you full 100% credit if you write out exactly what I say. I mean, anyone could do this. Anyone could type, I am, put your name there, and then put, I am not free because I am determined, and get 100. Anyone can do that. You don't need to be in college to write that sentence. You don't even have to know how to write that sentence to copy it and paste it back into the website. But this professor, it's a couple things. That shows, one, these professors don't really want to work. They don't want to be challenged academically. Right. They don't want to talk about philosophy because philosophy involves using your brain. Here the professor says, well, if I could just get a bunch of students to write down one sentence that I say, then I don't have to grade. Then I don't have to waste my time with these students, which is how this professor thinks, so he can go about on his website that hates God and spend his time doing that.
Yeah, so Tim, we've gone up past the level. We're dealing with the lawyers, but I think after this week, it's going to probably require litigation. Now, we're going to have Gina on. She's going to be taking her exam, I think, next week, so she's obviously not signing that statement, so that's going to set this up as a potentially, I think it's probably one of the most significant cases in the country right now on academic issues, especially in the university context, and I'll take it a step further. If you've watched the movie Expelled, and I don't know if you all have seen it, but we'd love your comments on that, too, because it really talks about this very issue of students in the classroom. But folks, at the end of the day, who is serving on the bench, who the judges are, is going to matter. And while we're filming this program today, of course, Senator McCain made that major statement regarding judges. Jordan wants to play a particular one here because this is what Senator McCain said about judges. And both candidates, look, all three of them right now have different views on all of this. Here we go.
Because there are so many cases with no judges to hear them, a judicial emergency has been declared here by the Administrative Office of United States Courts. And one-third of the entire Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals is vacant. But the alarm is yet to sound for the Senate majority leadership.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. You take it a step further. We're going to play another clip in a moment that sets up this situation. Now, how these courts rule, what the judges say, is all dependent upon their judicial philosophy. We've talked about that a lot here. You look at the cases we're involved in. Look at the issues that we're involved in. And who is serving on the bench, who is sitting in the courtroom, makes a difference. Now, that's the presidential appointment. Here's the question we're asking you today. How important do you think the issue of judges is in this upcoming presidential campaign? 1-800-684-3110 is the number you call us on air. That's 800-684-3110.
Let's go back to the phones. Nick is calling from New York on line two. Nick, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Nick.
I think it's very important as who's appointed. The problem I have is, first of all, you have Hillary Clinton and Obama, who are totally liberal on one side, John McCain, who's on the other side. Honestly, guys, I really don't know who they're going to appoint. What they say and what they do politically are usually two different things. So
well,
it scares me.
I understand the political frustration. And, look, I understand the significance of the political frustration. Here is a clip that we're going to play again, Senator McCain talking about his view on judges today.
My two prospective opponents and I have very different ideas about the nature and proper exercise of judicial power. We would nominate judges of a different kind, a different caliber, a different understanding of judicial authority and its limits. And the people of America, voters in both parties, whose wishes and convictions are so often disregarded by unelected judges, are entitled to know what those differences are.
Now, one of the interesting thing here is, and I think it's important to note this, the issue of judges has not played front and center during the primary process, but it will during the general election, and that's because you'll have two parties with two different views on judicial philosophy. Not taking sides on that. The point of the matter is two different judicial philosophies, and I'll give you the concrete example. Gina's case, where you have a college student, and what her rights are in the campus is dependent upon who the judge is that may ultimately have to hear her case.
Oh, no, and it's been very clear within each side, within each party, the nomination. There's not much difference between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. They're on all the issues, that's probably the one they're most in line with each other. And it was the same in the Republican nomination battle before Senator McCain got the nomination. Basically, all the Republicans were saying the same thing. So I think, to answer Nick's question, I think you have two very different views on what judicial nominees and what judges should do once they're on the courts between each party, and everyone needs to do their own research to understand where both sides are coming from.
Is the judge supposed to be the arbitrator, the umpire, or is he supposed to be taking issues or taking sides with one of the sides of the case? The answer is the judge is supposed to be the umpire. They need to know what their role is as judge. They are not a super legislature, and that impacts a case like this significantly. Let's go right back to the phones. A lot of calls coming in.
Michael's calling from Missouri on line four. Michael, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey,
Hi, Michael.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. You're on the air, sir.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. My comment is that I believe that the citizens of the United States right now are being held in tyranny by the Democratic-controlled Congress who refuses to allow an up or down vote for the candidates.
Well, let me tell you this. This whole issue of the... We've got three very well-qualified nominees that are up there right now. I was on the phone this morning with Senator Sessions, and we were talking about this. We've got three very well-qualified nominees, Matthews, Conrad, and Keisler. All three of them well-qualified by the American Bar Association. All three of them should be confirmed. They're not getting through. This is the logjam of the United States Senate right now. And look, you've got Court of Appeals that are literally at risk, literally in jeopardy right now, especially the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. And it's very, very dangerous. And we've got to be very, very careful as to how these judges are confirmed. They need up or down votes. There's no doubt about that. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to be hearing a lot on that issue from us. This is a big issue for us.
It's interesting because Senator McCain talked about this as well today. He talked about how all these other issues get right through the U.S. Senate, but on judges, oh, the Senate just doesn't have time.
If a lobbyist shows up wanting another bridge to nowhere, or maybe even a courthouse with a friend's name on it, that request will be handled by the Senate with all the speed and urgency of important state business. But when a judicial nominee arrives to the Senate, a nominee to preside at a courthouse and administer justice, then he or she had better settle in, because the Senate majority has other business and other priorities.
Folks, Senator McCain making, listen, I think we don't take political sides on this, but I think it was a directly right on as far as the issue of judicial confirmation goes, as well as judicial philosophy. But as I said, look, when you look at judicial philosophy, and I'm taking Gina's case as an example, and the reason we brought that back to you this week is there is a fight for this young woman's ability in college to be graded fairly. It's a fight now that may well go to court, which means who is sitting on that bench really makes a difference. And I want you to understand, the judges in these cases really matter, and it makes a difference on how we implement policies, including litigation. And in Gina's case, and I'll give you a whole host of others, who is sitting on the bench? We'd look at that when we're filing these lawsuits. So I wanted to bring this issue today of the judicial nominations and tied into Gina's case at the college campus, because they do relate. Who is sitting in that bench matters. Now, we've got a petition of protest that is right now on our website, or you can call our toll-free number. 75,000 people have signed it. You need to add your name and stand with this young lady. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon. The deadline, May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406, or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. Sarah Sloan, a journalism student at an Arizona college, needed help. She received a failing grade on a writing project. The reason? Her Christian faith played too great a role in her writing.
I was completely shocked. I couldn't imagine that would happen, especially for a school setting.
Sarah turned to the American Center for Law and Justice and contacted the ACLJ online at aclj.org. ACLJ attorneys got to work fast, and they got results.
I received a call right back almost immediately from Eric Zimmerman, and he helped me right away.
The college reversed its discriminatory decision, and Sarah received the certificate she was earlier denied.
And it was very exciting because I know that without the ACLJ, I wouldn't have received my certificate. It really helped a lot.
Log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org. A great place to get valuable resource information and the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. Online at ACLJ.org. A website that makes a difference.
The moral authority of our judiciary depends on judicial self-restraint, but this authority quickly vanishes when a court presumes to make law instead of apply it.
I'll tell you, the issue of judges now a campaign issue with Senator McCain's statement. And look, Senator Obama and Senator Clinton have talked about what they're looking for in a judicial nominee and a judicial vacancy were to take place. I also want to give you an update on a victory here. And if you go to ACLJ.org, you go to the website, you can get this information. And it's a victory that we got for a church that was seeking access for an event for the school facilities. They were being denied. They were being treated differently than the other groups that were getting access. We sent a demand letter on that case. And the good news is that the Livingstone Christian Ministries, which is out of Henry County, Georgia, is now able to get access on the same terms as everyone else. In other words, free speech rights are applying to that church. So that's some really good and positive news there. That case has been resolved. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Phone lines are jammed on the issue of judges, the issue of how judges impact Gina's case that may now be going to court. Let's go.
Michael's calling from Virginia on line 5. Michael, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, Joe. I'm very grateful for all that you have been doing. You have been really helping the nation. And whether we like it or not, I mean, this country needs judges who will really interpret the Constitution. It's not judges who will just rule with their own whims and caprices, but we need recommendations from the ABA, and that is what I think this government has been doing.
Michael, I appreciate your call. Here's the problem. I was just talking with Senator Kyle and Senator Sessions literally over the last couple of days. Senator Sessions, we're recording this program for television, our TV audience that's going to be seeing this. The fact of the matter is, you look at these issues, this reality is that these nominees are not getting up or down votes, and they're getting the gold standard from the American Bar Association. They are getting the highest ranking of the ABA, which is well qualified, and they're still being ignored and not given the opportunity to get an up or down vote. And this is a serious issue that impacts justice.
Yeah, the Senate is bowing down to the liberal interest groups who say, don't confirm any judges. Hold out. You can hold out. The Bush administration's almost over. It's not really almost over. You got months left to confirm these nominees and empty seats on Court of Appeals where there's not enough judges in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals to do the cases, to handle the caseload. There's not enough judges, but there's all these nominees waiting. We have a lot of calls on this issue. Let's go back to the phones. And I think, folks, we're going to get more and more calls on this. As we get closer to Election Day in November,
absolutely,
we're going to get more and more calls because this issue is going to be front and center in the battle. Bryant's calling from Indiana on line 3. Bryant, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Bryant.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great. How can we help you?
Comments.
Yes, sir.
First, I'd like to say that I appreciate what Gina's doing and other students in her situation, because not only is it the politically correct thing to do, but it's a spiritually thing to do, because Jesus says, those who are ashamed of me before man, I'll be ashamed of in heaven before my Father.
And yeah, and she's been unapologetic about that. She's had a great testimony in that regard on campus, and we're pleased to be. It's our pleasure to be representing her before it may well be now the federal courts if this doesn't get resolved very quickly. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you there. I just wanted to say we really appreciate students doing that.
Well, last touching on that, I just think that's awesome. I think more students need to do that, and I'm sure that there's been plenty of students who have experienced that and didn't know how to approach it and may have just went ahead and did what the teacher did or stopped making those comments just for the grade. Second of all, some guys at work were saying that they weren't going to vote on the presidential election because whether they didn't think their vote mattered or they didn't like the candidates. And I made a strong point to say that it does matter.
Sure.
Because, you need to pick a president or have a candidate that represents our morals and values, especially as a Christian community, who are going to elect judges with the same morals and values.
Yeah, look, and I mean, moral values on the bench, I think, is an imperative. I really appreciate your call. Senator McCain touched on it. Interestingly, Senator McCain touched on that today. Let's take a listen.
The moral authority of our judiciary depends on judicial self-restraint, but this authority quickly vanishes when a court presumes to make law instead of apply it.
Well, there you have it. I mean, I think the judicial philosophies of the nominees for President of the United States is going to be front and center. It's going to be clear. Well, we will be reporting on what Senator Obama, if he is the nominee, or Senator Clinton, if she is the nominee, we'll be reporting on all of that, because the issue, as Jordan said, is going to be huge in the coming months. There's no doubt about it. At the same time, we've got this backlog right now. And by the way, we're going to be reporting. I'm going to be going up to Washington in the next couple of weeks again. We're going to be reporting on this situation on judges and how that impacts the entire debate that we're having right now and how it's impacting the court. So look for more of that in the weeks ahead.
Diana is calling from Indiana on line 4. Diana, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Diana.
Hi. Hey, thanks you guys for all you do. With the primaries going on today, I was just really wanting some feedback from you guys as far as the Operation Chaos with the Limbaugh. I'm really in a conundrum as far as how to vote.
Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, here's the way I think it should be. I mean, this is just my view, and, you know, this is my view just as a lawyer. I think, look, the rules of your ability to vote in a Democratic or Republican primary are set by the law of the state or the party in control of the state organization, whether it's Republican or Democrat. So whether they allow crossover or not, and there may be state law implications to that. I do tend to take the view, frankly, that you should vote for the party that you're concerned with, the party that aligns with your values and your views. But there's different views on that. I mean, it's a free system, and you're allowed to do it. I mean, you're allowed to do it either way you'd like, depending on what the state law is.
Well, Senator McCain got the nomination because of the independent vote, and not because necessarily the Democrat vote,
right.
Because there are so many independents now, or people who are newly registered, especially registered young voters, are registering as independents. Now, in some states, they can't vote in either. But here in Indiana, Texas, or Indiana and North Carolina that you're talking about, you can go and vote. And I encourage people, if you're an independent and you are more interested
sure.
in one party than another, of course, you can go vote in that party's election. And then there has been the talk of the Republicans and Democrats going back and forth with each other and trying to influence. But usually it's a percent, which is not enough to put someone over the edge.
Let's go right back to the phones. A lot of calls coming in, and we encourage you to call us. Obviously, this is an issue we're going to be talking a lot about this week.
Bob's calling from New Hampshire on line 5. Bob, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you, Jay?
Great.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Quickly, McCain has made a decree, obviously, of a situation that everyone is aware of. It's no secret.
Right.
My question is, has the Democratic candidates that are running made a similar decree, and in as much as the Senate, which is dominated by the Democrats, it would seem that it would be logical that they would make the same type of decree. Have they?
Yeah, they have. It's come not so much from Senator Obama or Senator Clinton, but rather from the party leadership or the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, the House Leader, Nancy Pelosi. That's where it's coming from. But it's going to look, when the general election's here, you're going to see where these candidates fall on judicial nominees, because the next president of the United States probably appoints two Supreme Court justices.
Well, and the problem is Harry Reid, who's a Senate Majority Leader, has said, yes, it's a problem. But Patrick Leahy, who's the senator, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and his staff have made comments based like, well, we don't really care what Senator Reid has said. We'll go at our own speed there. And that's a key word. When they say we're going to go at our own speed in the U.S. Senate, that means really slow, maybe a couple more. And I've read a lot of reports on this, Dad, and they're saying some of these commentators are saying if three get through, just three get through before the presidency is over, that's going to be as much as they can get. I mean,
yeah.
Which is very troubling.
Yeah, we're looking at, I think they're right, though. I think it's probably three or four judicial nominees at the Court of Appeals level being confirmed, which is a big deal and disappointing in a lot of ways. But the fact of the matter is, I think we have to look at the reality of the situation. And as I've said before on the broadcast, look, who's sitting on the bench makes a difference, whether it's a Pledge of Allegiance case, whether it's a challenge to our national motto, In God We Trust, or whether it's a situation like Gina's. Now, let me encourage you also, if you go to the website, aclj.org, if you get information on the site right now, we've got updates on Gina's situation. There are, I think, we're at the critical crossroads in her case right now. We've sent a demand letter to the university. They responded back and did not answer the questions. Not shocked about that, but they did not answer the questions. Specifically, the question about, is it a requirement of the class that you say, without any equivocation, that you have to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist? And, of course, as Jordan talked about, the whole issue of whether you can have free will or free will give you, if you say there is no free will, you exempt out of the exam. That is outrageous. And we've got a national petition of protest, and I want you to sign it right now. Very important. 877-989-2255. We need to stand with Gina. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.